This is Bonnie Sala with Reset. How many things have you prayed about in your lifetime? I mean, really prayed. When my youngest child was 5, his health declined drastically. His stomach hurt. He cried. He wouldn't eat or walk. The doctors ran tests and gave him pills. I prayed. I mean, I really prayed. The elders of my church came and prayed. The next morning, I found myself sitting in a hospital waiting room when the surgeon came out and said, "Please come into the procedure room." Terrified, I followed him to the side of my unconscious child. "There's nothing there," the doctor said as he pointed to a screen. "I see nothing wrong that the previous test showed. What can you tell me?" he asked. "Well," I said, "we prayed." But I was really thinking, he couldn't have been healed, could he? Yes, I had prayed, but much like the father who took his demon-possessed young son to Jesus for healing, I too cried, "I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief." Our faith is often far from perfect. We feel that we don't have enough. The Bible tells us that faith is the gift of God. To grow in faith, we need to know the heart of who it is we pray to. By reading the Bible, we come to know God more intimately, and as we keep praying, our faith grows and unbelief fades. My little son was healed and grew into a fine man.
You've just heard Bonnie Sala with Reset. Reset your life by spending time with the truth and grace of God's Word today. For more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.